What if Altman is wrong? Testing the AI bubble thesis. The Mr. Beast Google deal, reportedly valued in the hundreds of millions of dollars over multiple years, illustrates what makes AI intellectual property so concentrated in value. Mr. Beast's deal is worth that figure because his audience is worth billions in advertising value to Google. The former Google engineer's allegedly stolen chip design and LLM architecture data is worth billions because of what it enables for whoever holds it. The same logic of extreme value concentration is what makes AI IP theft attractive and AI creator partnerships expensive. The most confident claim circulating Thursday is the AI infrastructure bubble thesis, Altman's assertion that NeoCloud GPU buildout is running ahead of demand and that some startups will fail. The stress test matters. AI compute demand projections have consistently undershot reality over the past 3 years. Every time analysts modeled how much GPU capacity the next generation of models would require, the actual requirements exceeded the forecast by a significant margin. If that pattern continues, if AI capability improvements keep driving exponential compute demand, what looks like overcapacity today may be undersupply against a 2028 demand curve. Altman's argument, however, is not primarily a technology argument. It is a liquidity and timing argument. He is not disputing that compute will be needed. He is saying NeoCloud startups lack the contracted revenue to survive long enough to be there when demand arrives. A company can be right about long-run demand and still go bankrupt waiting for it. A further complication, enterprise AI adoption remains early, with most large companies running pilots rather than deployed production workloads. If enterprise deployment accelerates faster than the 2028 consensus timeline, companies that look like distressed assets today could be fully subscribed within 18 months. The specific indicator to watch is contracted versus speculative capacity. Multi-year take-or-pay contracts from hyperscalers or large enterprises, not letters of intent, not pilots, but binding revenue commitments, would suggest demand is arriving faster than the warning implies. Conversely, more than two or three NeoCloud operators failing to refinance debt in the first quarter of 2027 would indicate the warning was prescient. Contract duration, not CEO commentary at conferences, is the real signal of confidence.